This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
You can dance. You can dance. I don't care. But we got work to do. We got Obamacare premiums rising 15% next year. So if you're paying $1,000 a month, now it's $1,150. The premium for the benchmark Obamacare Silver plan is projected to jump an average of 15% next year, according to the Congressional Budget Office report. Why does Obamacare still exist? Why are we still plagued with Obamacare? The increase is being driven in large part because people will no longer be penalized for not having insurance. No, it's not. No, it's not. The prices were going up every year during Obama's administration. Please. It's according to CNN Politics. Congress eliminated the penalty associated with Obamacare's individual mandate as part of its tax reform package last year. That's not why they're going. I mean, they were going up anyway. This change alone, they say, will cause premiums to be 10% higher because fewer healthy people will buy the coverage. Fewer healthy people will buy the coverage anyway, people. Nobody wanted to buy the stupid plans. The plan sucked. I'm sorry. I was looking at my plans. I was on the exchange. I was looking. $1,200 a month. There was one plan where it said the insurance company, and the next one it said CACA. There was one that was CABA for CABA, and there was one that was CACA. For caca. I was like, I agree. This plan is caca. I agree. I'm not spending $1,200 for caca. Through my employer, I'm looking at the rates for the family. Yep. And we're still close to $1,000. With a pretty damn big deductible. Them giving, you know, pharmacies giving me a hard time for the prescriptions I need. I mean, what are we paying for? Get rid of Obamacare, please. They say this, the change alone from getting rid of the penalty will cause premiums to be 10% higher because fewer healthy people are buying the coverage. Insurers have now to deal with more sicker and costlier group of policyholders. I have a comment on that. They say going forward, the agency projects premiums will increase an average of 10% a year between 2019 and 2023, and then 5% annually between 2024 and 2028. They were already going up. They predict, really, because of that, they were already going up. Most of those who buy coverage on the Obamacare exchanges are shielded from these rate hikes because they receive federal subsidies, which, again, is a big problem. An insurance company goes, yeah, you know what? I think we're going to charge $2,000 a month now. So, government, just give us more subsidy money. The whole plan was stupid. You know, everybody thinks Republicans are in bed with insurance companies. This Obamacare was the biggest sexual overture to insurance companies I've ever seen because now they get all this money, all these subsidies. They can hike up the rates, and the government will subsidize. They say insurers in a handful of states, including Maryland and Virginia, have released their preliminary rate requests for 2019. Many are asking for double-digit premium increases. The elimination of the penalty, as well as the jump in premiums, will also cause the number of uninsured to rise by 3 million next year to a total of 32 million. Can we also comment on the underinsured? Those of us that have insurance and are scared to death to use it because our deductible is so high. They say the uninsured rate of non-elderly Americans are going to rise to 13%. Well, whose fault is that? Trump. No, not Trump. Obama. By 2027, 35 million people will lack coverage, 5 million more than the agency projected. They claim, according to CNN Politics, some 8 million will have coverage through the Obamacare exchanges, 3 million fewer than last year's estimate. Okay, first of all, the Obamacare exchanges, these plans are going to go up no matter what. Insurance companies already get to allow for inflation, right? COLA. There's already cost of living increases already built in that these insurance companies get. Number two, more of us are obese on opioids, vaping, getting sick with flu or Zika or whatever the heck. And so that's not going away. Many of us aren't taking care of ourselves, doing the preventative measures that we should. So, it costs more money. A healthy young person isn't going to spend $200-$300 a month on insurance. They don't want that. So, yeah, healthy people aren't going to buy insurance. You know, I said this before. We need to flip this whole thing around. And we need to incentivize. We have to incentivize people. Penalizing them for not spending a crap load of money by making them pay money doesn't work. It didn't work. That's why Obamacare was failing. So if we are trying to keep this crappy plan afloat and infuse some sort of life support, which I don't see why we would, but let's say we do, you turn it around and say, all right, anybody who buys health insurance is going to get one hell of a tax credit. Anybody that employs somebody full-time will get a huge tax credit, $1,000 an employee. And if you cover their insurance, we'll give you another $500 or $1,000 tax credit per employee. These tax credits will offset the cost of the health insurance. Or having the employee, you know, you have a lot of employees, you get to knock off thousands of your taxes. That's pretty damn good. And the reason why is for every employee you hire, they pay taxes. Why aren't we incentivizing? See, that's why I disagree with a lot of liberals. Well, you got to force people to do this. You have to have the government come in and take control. You have to have this. No. All right? People don't want to be told what to do. People don't want to be threatened. They don't want to be penalized. This is our flipping country. Explain to us the situation and incentivize us to do something. Incentivize us. You will get more welfare dollars if you work at a part-time government agency. If you want more money from the government, why don't you do more volunteer work? Do more charity work. Show less the hours, you'll get more money. Incentivize. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, lung cancer rates. Lung cancer is still the number one cancer that kills the average American. Okay? Even though skin cancer is the most common cancer, lung cancer is the one that we have the most deaths from. It should be going down very shortly as those people smoke, but that could take years because people who have lung cancer usually were people who had smoked for decades in their youth, so we can't change the past. And lung cancer rates have really historically been higher in men than women. But now new research revealed that this trend has flipped in younger Americans. Over the past two decades, while lung cancer rates are going down, women between the ages of 30 to 54 are seeing less of a benefit. Dr. Otis Brawley, Chief Medical Officer of the American Cancer Society, said all of a sudden, within the last 10 to 15 years, women are at greater risk of being diagnosed with lung cancer than men. We don't know why. that they're going to do further research. They looked at smoking issues and smoking patterns, but really, 30-year-old women? How long has a 30-year-old woman been smoking for this to happen? Now, lung cancer, as you know, is the deadliest form of cancer. They even agree with me. According to the CDC, cigarette smoking contributes to 80 to 90% of lung cancers. So for the study they conducted, that was conducted with the American Cancer Society and National Cancer Institute, researchers examined nationwide population-based incidence of lung cancer according to sex, race, ethnic group, age, year of diagnosis, and year of birth. They looked at cases of people between 30 and 54 years old from the years 1995 through 2014 in 46 states and the District of Columbia. They say an analysis showed that over the past two decades, incidence of lung cancer has generally decreased among both men and women. Good, because we need that. And we've been catching it with with CT scans. And although there was a study saying many people don't really make use of the lung cancer screening. They don't want to get their scans, and that's kind of not very smart. We'll talk about that in a second. You need to catch lung cancer kind of early. Many times you have no idea you have it until it's farther down the line. But they also find more Hispanic women. They say 20% of women who get lung cancer are actually non-smokers. Millie Torchia, somebody interviewed, 11 months ago she felt a pain in her shoulder and had a persistent cough that would not go away. After treating her for pneumonia, doctors eventually found that the 44-year-old mother of three had stage 4 lung cancer. She's not a smoker. So, what do you think? Is it secondhand smoke? Is it the pollution? Is it that they're breathing in something else that, you know? Was it a gene mutation? So she's actually on a medication that targets a gene mutation. Has reduced some of her tumors. Young, beautiful woman who has kids, has lung cancer, never smoked. I lost a family member to lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life. So are we looking at, is it radiation? Is it, you know, why are we seeing newer cases of this? Now, an article came out last week saying lung cancer screening rates are only about 2%. The task force says that if you're between the ages of 55 and 80 years old, and you have a smoking history of a 30-pack year history, meaning you've smoked a couple packs a day for 15 years, or you smoked one pack a day for 30 years, or a half a pack for 60 years, you get a CAT scan. If you quit in the past 15 years, 20 years you can't, but if it's within 15 years, you still get a CAT scan. 7 million individuals would be in that group. But in 2016, they found that less than 2% of those eligible actually had a low-dose CT. These findings have been presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology, or actually they're going to be on June 3rd. And they follow recent data that the majority of people don't do it when they could. They think maybe underserved populations living in remote areas aren't getting it done. Just because the task force recommends it doesn't mean it gets paid for completely. Most insurances are supposed to cover what the task force recommends. However, if you have a $12,000 deductible and that insurance company says, all right, you have to pay $250 for the CT. Some people may be like, I don't want to get the CT. Some people are scared that a CT can cause cancer. Low-dose CTs, I wouldn't be too concerned about. But yeah, it is radiation. So that concerns people that each year they would be getting a scan. But I got to tell you, you need to find lung cancer early. So if you're a smoker, you get the scan. We assume you have lung cancer until proven otherwise. 65% of women age 40 or older had undergone mammograms. Not 100%. So why aren't people doing their cancer screening, even if insurance pays for it? Well, they call it the ostrich effect, where frightened patients would rather stick their heads in the sand. Many people, and this is actually an ethnic thing, you know, because my family, my mom is American, my father comes from Austrian and German parents, had grown up in Israel, and that type of thinking is, well, once you do something, you make it happen. Kind of called mitcheting, where if you start to have scans and you start to poke around and you start to do stuff, you will cause it to brew. And even though in America we're like, oh, come on, that's a weenie reason, weenie thing to say, he's not that entirely wrong. When you have a little pimple on your face and you start to mess with the little pimple, you can make it fester more. And then the next day or the day later, it's bigger. Because you messed with it, you woke up the sleeping giant. One of my buddies had cancer on his testicle. And he thinks that what spawned that was he was doing a lot of hiking, a lot of exercise, and a lot of irritation. And that bothered that area and triggered it. Trauma, attention to an area, absolutely. You know, we talk about viruses, where viruses may induce a cancer. When we're talking about clean houses, may put kids at risk of leukemia because their immune system isn't primed and used to being exposed to things such as if a virus comes their way, it could cause a cancer. Same thing. The weakness of an organ can make it susceptible. You know, for years we said, oh, if you have diabetes, don't worry, you're not going to get pancreatic cancer. Actually, there is a link with pancreatic cancer and diabetes. Scares the hell out of us because we have diabetes throughout my family. Diabetes is so damn common. But, you know, it'd be very interesting to see if the average pancreatic cancer patient is a diabetic. So, trauma, messing with something. Yep. When I was in medical school, they told us to be very careful doing needle biopsies of ovaries that you think there's a tumor, like a CT-guided biopsy, because you could seed the cancer throughout the body. If the cancer's sitting there on the ovary in one localized place, you drag in a needle, it could seed and disperse the cancer cells throughout the abdomen. So now we just go in and cut the ovary out. We don't mess around. So, you know, the thought of if I do something that could make it worse is a scary one. However, on the flip side, when one of my family members refused to get mammograms and I threatened them, you know, saying, you know, we're going to cut you off, we're not going to support you, you get your mammogram now, and then turns out they had, you know, breast cancer, having that one mammogram didn't cause breast cancer. She had breast cancer. And so as a doctor, as a family member, I'm going to tell you right now, no, you get the test done. But when I see people have this ostrich effect going, no, I'm going to make it worse, I'm going to, you know, make it worse, then it takes a lot of counseling. Okay, well, if you have something brewing, don't you want to know? You know, us doing a test or a scan will allow us to see it. And if you're like, okay, well, you found something, but I don't want it touched. If you touch it, it'll make it worse. And I go, well, then how about this? Why don't we take the scan that we just did and do a repeat one in 2 or 3 months? If it looks like it's growing, then you know it's not us that made it grow. But we're only waiting a couple months, so hopefully it doesn't spread too badly. And sometimes we can compromise like that. We still recommend, look, I think you have a tumor, let's biopsy and get it the hell out. But for some people that have that ostrich effect, and again, you have to be understanding, you know, of why people are scared, otherwise you're not going to get through to them. That's another option. Well, let's do another scan and see if it grows. And see if there's a change. And if there is a change, then you know this is something that's not going to be benign. And that's how we do it. There's a blood test that's supposed to be better than the PSA for prostate cancer screening. A lot of people don't get the prostate cancer, get the prostate checked because they don't want to be dealing with the biopsies, etc. And there has been some biopsies for prostate cancer that might have been unnecessary. So we'll talk about this test when we come back, 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We got some breaking news. Women are accusing Morgan Freeman of inappropriate behavior and harassment. Being reported by CNN, a young production assistant thought she had landed the job of her dreams when in the summer of 2015, she started to work on Going in Style, which was a bank heist comedy starring Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin. She said the job quickly devolved into several months of harassment, she told CNN. She alleges Freeman subjected her to unwanted touching, comments about her figure and clothing on a daily basis. Freeman would rest his hand on her lower back or rub her lower back. She said in one incident, Freeman kept trying to lift up my skirt, asking if I was wearing underwear. He never successfully lifted her skirt. He would touch and try to lift it, she would move away and then try again. Eventually, she said Alan Arkin made a comment telling him to stop. Morgan got freaked out and didn't know what to say. For those of you who don't know who Morgan Freeman is, he was the one that played God in Bruce Almighty. And I remember him from Electric Company. The Electric Company, right? Cat. I just remember the Electric Company. I love the Electric Company. And Morgan Freeman was in that. So those are my first memories of him. Talented actor. His life is not free of controversy, but he has been an icon in Hollywood. And one thing we were learning is you're not too big to fall or too big to fail when it comes to stardom and sexual harassment and sexual assault accusations. Look at Kevin Spacey. So, Freeman's alleged inappropriate behavior was not limited to that one movie set, they say. According to other sources who spoke to CNN, a woman who was a senior member of a production staff of the movie Now You See Me back in 2012 told CNN that Freeman sexually harassed her and her female assistant on numerous occasions by making comments about their bodies. He did comment on our bodies. We knew that if he was coming by, not to wear any top that would show our breasts, not to wear anything that would show our bottoms, meaning not wearing clothes that were fitted. Now, I want to talk about this in a second here, okay? I know we were going to talk about PSA tests, but this is a lot more interesting to me. I want to talk about how younger men may not be as accused as older men, and this may be behavior that may look, may used to be a societal norm that all of a sudden isn't, and I predict a lot of older men are going to be at very high risk of being accused of sexual assault, whether it be appropriately or inappropriately, innocently, or they deserve to be, because of their age and behavior. And we're going to talk about this in a second. Now, Morgan Freeman is 80 years old. He is one of Hollywood's biggest stars, going to CNN. He was in Driving Miss Daisy, Shawshank Redemption. He won an Oscar for Million Dollar Baby in 2004. Has earned 4 other Oscar nominations. He done a lot of voiceover work. And now 16 people have spoken to CNN about Morgan Freeman as part of the investigation. 8 said they were victims of what some call harassment. Others called inappropriate behavior. 8 say they witnessed his conduct. 16 people together described a pattern of inappropriate behavior. This would happen while he was promoting his movies or at the production company Revelations Entertainment. So, they said there were discriminatory remarks, a whole variety of things. 4 people who worked in production capacities on movie sets over the last 10 years said he repeatedly behaved in ways that made women feel uncomfortable. 2, including the production assistant on Going in Style, whose skirt he allegedly attempted to lift. He made public comments, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I don't want to go into too much more detail of the things that they say he did, but this is something that this Me Too movement, or Time's Up, right, has been very successful in revealing. An 80-year-old man making sexual advances or overtures or whatever, if I had to, as a doctor, you know, come in and consult on them having mental illness or, you know, their state of competency, I would first tell the family, this is something that commonly happens. I'm not saying it's normal behavior, but it commonly happens in older men. I know this because when I took care of people in nursing homes, I got my butt grabbed by patients all the time. Older men do get horny. There's also less of a filter. If they think something, they're going to be less inclined to bite their tongue. You know, older women are many times mistaken for being witches and all sorts of stuff because, again, they have less of a filter. They're going to say, I'm going to say whatever I have to say. I don't care what people think. You know, my grandma was like, your butt's too big. I'm like, gosh, you're so mean to say that. Well, you know, maybe to a 13-year-old, yeah, a group of 13-year-olds, that's a mean thing to say. But to a grandma, she's like, she's going to call it like she sees it. So older men do. They butt grab. They stare at your breasts. They'll try and look. They don't care. I'm not saying that's normal, psychologically perfect behavior, but it's a lot more common. That's why when I was growing up and we had to take pictures, Mom never let me stand near any of the older men. Older men would butt grab. Older men do that. So we're living longer now. I mean, Morgan Freeman is 80 years old, and he still's got it, you know? He's handsome, he can act, he can work. But he's an 80-year-old man, and he may not be checking and balancing his behaviors. Doesn't matter if testosterone is dropping. I have a friend who has a father who's ailing, and he wants me to hold off going over there because he's so afraid that his father could, you know, make an overture or whatever. And I'm like, I'm fine with it. Please, I know what, I'm good with that. You know, I'm used to it, whatever. But it scares people. President Bush was accused of grabbing somebody's butt during a picture. I mean, older men may do that. And if you have a father you're taking care of, or a loved one you're taking care of, that's something you will probably notice in terms of behavior. Now, I'm dying to see what they do with Bill Clinton as he ages. You know? He's a flirt. And if you were always flirty. Now, it's very interesting. If somebody is young and good-looking, and they flirt and they make little, comments and things like that, you won't hear people, accuse them of assault or whatever. You know, but then when they age, and now we're looking at generation differences, people may complain. You know, there's a chance that when Morgan Freeman used to do that exact same behavior, he was able to become successful in terms of, like with Bill Cosby. You know, it was a successful move. It was one of their moves. Now, women these days are like, look, I don't have to get my butt grabbed. I got my butt grabbed enough. Now I don't have to take it anymore. I used to have to take it. Now I don't. Somebody grabs my butt, I can say, quit grabbing my butt. I have a family member, he's an in-law, family member, that grabs my butt every time he sees me. Now I'm loud about it. I'm like, quit grabbing my butt. You know, I'm loud about it. I'm like, why don't you grab my husband's butt? You know, it's starting to get so awkward that I think he's going to stop. I'm not going to punch him. I'm not going to kick him in the nuts. I'm not going to do that. But, we now feel like we don't have to take it anymore. But on the flip side, somebody has to say, which is what I'm saying, is there's a natural progression of an older man's behavior that may encompass inappropriate sexual advances. And if it's a family member, we need to be on the lookout or we're going to get sued. Or, our dad or grandpa or uncle is going to get arrested. You know, men are designed to want in certain animal species, somebody's, sexual attention. They may, comment on breasts, look at breasts. They may want to touch a butt. I wrote an article on the psychology of butt grabbing, how very instinctive it is. And it's something a lot of animals and humans do as an instinct. Not acceptable, but they do it. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Senate voted today to give veterans more freedom to see doctors outside of the VA's healthcare system. Hallelujah. That's a promise fulfilled by President Donald Trump, who has said that veterans should be able to access private care whenever they are dissatisfied with the VA options. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I can't tell you how, for years, veterans would have to, unfortunately on their own dime, come to see me or other providers in the private sector to get medical care that they could not get through the VA system. And so I would give them samples of cholesterol medication and things that they would want that they can't get through the VA when they would come in. And I was frustrated that a government-run healthcare system would be one of the worst types of healthcare systems, and people would have to go to the private market, especially since I was always fearful that we would lose the private market to socialism, which may still happen. So the measure passed the Senate by a 92-5 vote, now heads to the president's desk. The bill would allow veterans to seek care from a private physician with the approval of a VA healthcare provider when they feel the VA's healthcare systems can't provide the care that they need. Veterans could also seek care in the private sector when they experience long wait times or the treatment was not at the level they expected. Now, the caveat to this is they got to get permission from the VA health system to do this. Now, the VA provider may be like, I'm not admitting that I didn't give you proper care. So I'm wondering how this is going to turn out. Now, the sweeping legislation also provides $5.2 billion for the VA's Choice Program, which would allow it to operate for another year. Acting VA Secretary Robert Wilkie had warned lawmakers last month that the program could run out of money as early as Memorial Day, causing veterans to see disruptions in their care. So Trump has to sign the bill immediately and wants to, so veterans receive the care they deserve, quote unquote. So the bill's long way to passage comes 1 week after Trump named Wilkie to head the VA permanently. The Department of Veterans Affairs has been without a permanent leader since late March. That's when David Shulkin had to leave. Then President nominated Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, a White House physician, but he withdrew his nomination because there were allegations of improper behavior. So critics of the legislation say that the changes are a major step towards privatizing VA's healthcare system. Well, if the government running it stinks, yeah, let's privatize it. They're also concerned that it shifts billions of dollars outside the VA into the private sector, possibly causing the agency to bleed dry. More than a dozen federal unions wrote a letter to lawmakers saying the bill gives the VA secretary the authority to privatize and dismantle broad swaths of the VA healthcare system. Look, if the system sucks, we got to do something. And here's the thing, we can't wait around for another Obamacare. Let the veterans go tomorrow to an outside doctor if they need to. Critics of the legislation have argued that the changes are a major step, though we just talked about that. They say the legislation, this has been reported by CNN, had the support of nearly 40 major veterans groups, had also the support of Concerned Veterans for America. They say the legislation would also expand a VA caregivers program to allow families of veterans of all eras, not just those post-9/11, to receive monthly stipends through the department. So it's about flipping time that our veterans get the care that they need. And I think, and let's say I was a VA physician, okay? Nobody is saying that the VA physicians and the nurses stink. You'll notice, I won't say that. The staff does not stink. The system stinks. It's a system whereby people have to wait. They can't get certain drugs. I mean, if I was ever hired by the VA, I would probably be very, very frustrated that most of the list is only generics, that I would be asked to practice their way and not my way, which is an art. I mean, when we practice medicine, medicine is an art. It's not a, you know, cookbook that you're supposed to follow. But unfortunately, when it comes to government dimes, yeah, you have to limit things and you have to make sure your providers aren't overspending, etc. So the providers don't stink and the nurses don't stink. The staff doesn't stink. It's the whole system. And we don't have enough facilities. We don't have enough providers. I mean, how many doctors and nurses want to be told what to do? So you don't have medical providers breaking down the door to work for the VA. So you have long waits. You know, I mean, you know, if you want a patient to get an MRI, you would probably much rather want to practice in the private sector than in the VA system. Yet the VA system needs to be one of the best systems. If a liberal gets into the office and wants to convince the public to make socialized medicine, they would use the VA system as a barometer. Go, see guys, this is what happens when the government runs healthcare. Well, instead, the conservatives are using it, going, yeah, you see, it stinks. So I'm for this. I think that's great. I think it is absolutely fabulous. All right. Now, Taking antidepressants could be linked to weight gain. We know that, but they say some may be worse than others. A new large study has found a link between taking antidepressants and a 5% increase in weight. Some have larger risk than others. They say it's important people do not stop taking their medication because they're worried about that, but I think the average person who has gained weight, they know. They say people who are obese are about 25% more likely to experience a mood disorder. They may have depression, poor self-image, self-esteem, social isolation, and a new study published in the BMJ, the use of antidepressants could form another link between depression and obesity. Now, there's a whole variety of side effects that can come with antidepressants, headaches, sleep issues, nausea, weight gain, etc. And this weight gain thing isn't new, but I think the SSRIs are some of the biggest culprits. Now, they don't talk about the different types of medications, you know. However, they did find that mitrazepine and citalopram had a 50% and 26% higher risk of gaining 5% more weight, respectively. Some other antidepressants, like Wellbutrin, doesn't have weight gain. So if weight is an issue, and you do need to be on antidepressant, you need to talk to them about, you know, what would be a better fit for you. Now, self-driving vehicles, not a good fit for me. I do not want to be in a self-driving vehicle. Apparently, the autonomous Uber SUV that struck and killed a pedestrian in Tucson back in March did spot the woman 6 seconds before hitting her. So one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi, six Mississippi. That's six. That's a lot of time. It saw the woman. But it didn't stop. Because the system used to automatically apply brakes in potentially dangerous situations was disabled, according to federal investigators. In a preliminary report of the crash, the National Transportation Safety Board said Thursday that emergency braking is not enabled while Uber cars are under computer control, because it's to reduce the potential for erratic vehicle behavior. Instead, Uber relies on a human backup driver to intervene. They say the system is not designed to alert the driver. So I don't know what this lady was doing, if she was texting, because there was somebody in the car. And then you see her shocked when the hit happens. So the video of the crash showed the driver looking down just before the vehicle struck and killed 49-year-old Elaine Herzberg in Tempe. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Tempe, not Tucson. Tempe, Arizona. So she was looking down. Was she on her phone? Uber said in a company release that it has worked closely with the National Transportation Safety Board, is doing an internal review of the self-driving vehicle program. The company also has brought in former NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart to advise us on overall safety culture. But Uber pulled its self-driving cars out of Arizona. It eliminated jobs of about 300 people that served as backup drivers. Good. Performed other jobs connected to the vehicles. Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to kill somebody. No, I don't care how many people you employ. It's also suspended its self-driving vehicles in Arizona, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and Toronto. The sensors on the fully autonomous Volvo XC90 SUV did spot Herzberg 6 seconds prior. The car was traveling 43 miles an hour. The braking was needed 1.3 seconds before impact, and it didn't get implemented. Scary stuff were deployed. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.